Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ah, that was spectacular.
It was spectacular.
Looking around this table with this abundant food and its crazy flavors in this incredible setting is pretty special. What was your favorite moment?
I loved the bees and Annie. Really, I loved them.
And of course, seeing your favorite vineyard also was amazing.
The farmer was everything I could have hoped for.
Yes.
And more.
I should have invited him.
Is the farmer still tied up in the shed?
I never knew that you knew so many cow jokes.
Very moody.
It is one of my specialties, actually, yeah. Cow jokes.
Yeah. Here's to driving with the best travel companion. We better not well up in front of Fleur. She'll think we're crying over not finishing all this food.
From Providence, Rhode Island, welcome to Outlander Cast. We're coming to you live from the Minute with Mary studio. This podcast, of course, is dedicated to the show Outlander and Men in Kilts on Stars. I am so excited to be podcasting about Outlander / Men in Kilts again. My name's Mary Larson.
My name is Blake, and there's nothing quite like just riffing on the William Tell Overture.
Oh.
You know, you just make up words, just whatever lyrics you want to the William Tell Overture.
It gets the job done.
You know, I
makes you feel a feels.
I'm never going to turn it down. That was a good impromptu moment from those two.
As they are... You know, keen to do.
Yes.
In this show. And this, I think, is just one of the many reasons why we enjoy watching Men in Kilts so very much. And we assume that you, listening along, love it as well. We're going to be talking all today about episode 203.
Yes.
Of Men in Kilts.
Winding down this series.
It is. It was a short one, but, you know, we're grateful for what we can get.
Yes.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it's well earned. We're ready to go. And, you know, it just puts us in a better headspace for when Outlander comes back for season 7B.
Well, you know, something that I love about this show is that it is so rewatchable. You know, you don't have to worry about anything jarring. It's a great thing to have on as background show. It's a great thing to have on to fall asleep to. It's cozy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's lovely. It's just a lovely little...
It's a warm hug.
It is. It's actually, you know what it reminds me of?
What?
Like a Hershey kiss. Like just enough. Not big. Oh, yeah.
Just to satiate.
To satiate. But you're like, that was really good.
Yep, that's what she
and
said.
And I appreciated it.
That's what she said.
Sorry, I gotta make that official.
You are too much.
Oh, good gracious.
Goodness.
See, this is what happens when we don't have enough Outlander in our lives. We stop making bad jokes.
I know. And... Who are we? Sam Heughan?
You know,
unbelievable.
Yeah, I just
get it? Moolievable?
Yeah. It is, well, you know what? Let's save that for the
okay.
For
so the before we get into the rest of the episode, of course, we wanted to remind you can hit subscribe to this podcast in your podcatcher of choice in case you are watching this on one of the social media apps. Just search Mary and Blake, search Outlander Cast. You'll be able to find us there. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, X, Instagram, YouTube. Just search Mary and Blake. We are busy bees ourselves. Mm-hmm. I get it. We're podcasting all the while also about Harry Potter, and we have a lot of other podcasts that we cover. I do want to give people a heads up that The Crown, the highly successful Netflix show, The Crown, is coming back to Netflix. And Blake and I cover the show in extraordinary detail, but only for our Patreon community.
Yes, only at jointhenerdclan.com.
Yes. So if you are a fan of the show The Crown, or if you want to, if you're like, you know what, I've enjoyed listening to Mary and Blake podcast and I'd like to know more, you can go to jointhenerdclan.com. Just a little bit to become a patron goes a long way to help us keep our lights on, help keep up with our website fees, help keep the studio going. More now, it is needed more now than ever. So I greatly, greatly appreciate it. I will let you delve into that however you may. but we greatly appreciate it. So jointhenerdclan.com, mid-November. We'll be having the fresh content for The Crown and the previous season, starting at season two or three. Starting at season three, we had covered as from three on. And then you can get all the premium benefits, as well as the holidays are coming up. And we do send holiday cards and holiday gifts to different tiers of friends. So I'm here to tell you, you're going to be hearing it in every single podcast we drop from here on out. Now is the time, if you're not yet a member, to head on over to jointhenerdclan.com. And we do have a goal. When we reach 1,000 people at that website, jointhenerdclan.com, Blake is going to be doing a book club of
drums.
Yes.
Whenever we get it, whenever it is. Normally, like I say, I like to take some breaks in between Outlander stuff. But if you sign up and we get 1,000 members over at jointhenerdclan.com, that very day, I will do the first Blake's book club. And you know what, Marvin? I'm feeling extra giving today. I'm feeling extra giving. Okay. This is going to surprise her. Okay, she doesn't know what's coming.
Oh my God, Blake, the last time you did this, you made a trademarked t-shirt that was hellacious to get printed. Super cute. Love me some Michael Mouse.
Wearing it right now, as a matter
of
fact.
Love me some Michael Mouse, but holy hex, my friends.
Yeah.
Not the easiest thing to get done.
So, but we got it done. We sent them all out to everybody. Over 300 shirts. It was amazing. I was so happy to do it. All of you nerds deserved it. But here's the thing. I really want to hit 1,000 members bad. Like Mary knows this. It's been a goal of mine now for, geez, how many years? 2 or 3 years now, where it's actually up on my wall, where I get to wake up every morning and
look
at it.
So for those of you who like vision boards and things like that, that's Blake's vision board. No joke. It's pinned right next to his pillow.
That's correct. And I really want to hit 1,000. And right now, I think we're at 952. Okay. Mm-hmm. So here's the deal. This is what I want to do. For those of you who are watching right now, you can see the Michael Mouse shirt, okay? For those of you who are just listening on the podcast app, go to YouTube or whatever, check it out. Or go to the Mary and Blake group. You can see everybody who got their shirts at the Mary and Blake Facebook group. You can see all the pictures there. It's so cool to see all the people with all the different Michael Mouse stuff. Here's what I want to do, though, okay? I want to get to 1,000. So not only will I do the drums book club when we hit 1,000, but the people from now until when we hit 1,000, I'm going to send you a Michael Mouse sticker just for free. And not only that, listen, okay? And just one last thing. I'm going to pull my Steve Jobs. Okay. One more thing. I'm going to send you a Men in Kilt sticker too. Just because, and you know what the sticker is going to be? Mm-mm. It's going to be the sticker that they have on their traveling Winnebago.
Okay.
That's what we're going to do. It's the one with the hat and the Scotland, and it says, I'll take the high road.
Okay.
I'm going to send that to you. Okay? So not only are you going to get the Drums Book Club, we're going to send you a Michael Mouse sticker, and we're going to send you a Men in Kilt sticker.
Awesome.
The one that they feature.
I love that.
Right on the show.
Oh, I love that.
All right. So for everybody between 950 and when we get to 1,000.
We're at 952.
We're at 952. Okay. Whatever. 950 to 1,000. Whoever signs up, you're going to get the two stickers and also the book club.
Awesome.
All right?
I love it.
So I'm in extra giving mood today. Awesome. Extra giving.
And Gavin, who is joining us live on Facebook, says you guys should try to get Graham on the podcast again. We are going to reach out to Graham.
Yeah, why not?
He's been making his rounds with his new bevy.
Yes.
And so, yes. Thank you, Anne. I love that man, as many of you know.
Yes, I know.
So thank you for that reminder.
You know what? Camera, it just, you know what it is? It's just,
no,
the picture is just, it's off and it's bothering me. And but whatever. It is what it is.
Okay.
I'm just going to leave it be.
All right.
I'm going to leave it be. Okay, let here we go. Let's get into the podcast, shall we?
We shall.
All right, let's do it.
All right, so this episode is titled A Taste of New Zealand.
Yes.
I gotta also say, the accents of New Zealand in this episode were fantastic.
Good stuff.
Right? And the outfits
yes.
of New Zealand. The food, the animals, everything. Yep. Everything was just so great. And we're, of course, going to kick off with our dram rating for this episode,
yes.
episode 203.
All right, Marvin, what do you got for your...
My episode rating
yep.
is a 4.9. I
really
enjoyed this episode of Men in Kilts.
Oh, man. I am way not with you on this one.
That's okay. That's why we have each other on the show.
That's true. All right. I am in the... I'm like in a 3.94.
See, this is the tour that I would have wanted to go on. I'm like, take me with the bees.
Yeah.
Give me some cow kicking and jokes.
I think the tour
and...
is great.
Okay.
Like the tour aspect. But in terms of television watching, not great, Bob.
Oh, I loved it. All right.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay. Our GBGs, our goods, our bads, and our greats for this particular episode. My good, the cow jokes.
So many cow jokes.
I am here for the cow jokes. I'm here for the cow stories. Mm-hmm. I just thought that that was so fun. I can't stop. I can't stop. And you know that there were more because Graham had to tell Sam, you need to cut out the cow jokes, which means that Sam was nonstop.
Yes.
He probably went on the web.
Yeah, looked up all
looked
the cow
up
jokes.
Cow jokes and tried to see how many he could quickly memorize before hitting the road. My bad.
Please stop talking.
Isn't even a bad, yeah. but I just feel bad for, because once again, I loved this episode. So mm-hmm. this isn't really like a bad bad. I feel bad for the bee guy because I don't think he got their humor.
Oh, no. Not at all. That guy.
Sam was like, I feel like an astronaut. Doop, 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 beep, bop, beep. And the bee guy's like, okay.
That's great.
Well.
That's great. I love that.
And it
for
was
you.
Either the editing or truly that's how the bee guy handled himself. And it was just so flippin' funny. And then my great is just that these men make me laugh so hard.
Yeah.
And I laughed a lot in this episode. And I think that that's why I rated it so highly. I rewatched it several times and still I laugh every time.
Yeah.
They're just so precious together. I love it.
Yeah, yeah. All right. For me, obviously the good was when I already referenced it. It is the guy singing the William Tell Overture with their
yes.
own Men in Kilts lyrics. I thought that was very funny. Again, it's one of those things that it is genuine and it is fun. And it feels like that's something that those two would absolutely do just off the cuff. My bad. The poor guy, the dairy farmer.
Oh.
Did not get the memo.
No, he got the memo that Men in Kilts was coming.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He got the memo.
He was a little too
however,
little too excited.
He thought he understood the assignment.
Yes.
Okay,
that's saying. Not.
And let's be real. Had he watched previous episodes of Men in Kilts,
yeah.
Sam and Graham frequently are in kilts.
They were in kilts
the
next segment.
It's the name of the show. Yeah, they wear kilts. Except when a guy in New Zealand
is like, dude,
milking cows.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Wants to wear his kilt. Sam and Graham show up to this event.
This poor guy.
Kiltless.
I felt so bad for that guy.
You would have thought that they would have had them in their camper van. And
yeah.
they would be like, oh, shoot, he has his kilt
oh,
on.
Yeah, man,
let's go
right.
put
yeah.
on ours.
Yeah, yeah.
This would be like the three men in kilts. Like, what a great thing.
Right. And they were like, nah, we're going to wear our khakis.
I mean, on the flip side, though, they were milking cows and they were on a farm, so they probably didn't want to be
listen,
like,
listen, if the dairy farmer wears the kilt, you wear the kilt.
They probably didn't want to get poop on the kilt. I mean, Sam was really nervous about the poop.
Well, you know.
Understandably.
He was
okay,
all about that.
And then
that,
what
that,
was your great?
That those tails moving.
The tails twitching.
Tails twitching.
Tails twitching. what was your great?
My great was watching these two try to milk a cow. I thought that was freaking awesome. He's like, all right, you go in the back, I'll go in the front. And this dairy farmer's watching him like, guys, you got to be kidding me. Just put the little sucky thing on the teat and move on.
That's what she said.
come on. I mean,
I loved it.
That was really funny. I really, and then when that cow kicked the fence and scared the hell out of all of them, that was great.
Sam was all done. He was like, okay.
You know, you knew as soon as the guy said, yeah, don't put your hands there, break your fingers off. You knew the cow was going to kick something.
Jamie you knows what off. His hand would look like with broken fingers.
Good point. Claire right there to fix it.
Oh, I know. He is all set.
By candlelight.
He's like, even though Katrina has had training, I doubt it would be helpful in New Zealand.
She ain't got that kind of training.
Graham does not have this training, I tell you what. All right.
So that's my good and that's my bad. Awesome. And that is my great. So I will say, though, Mary, listen. It's Men in Kilts. What is there to not enjoy? You're just watching these two nerds go out there and have fun and just bust on each other. But I will tell you, you know when, you know, you're kind of on and you know people paying attention to you and you're trying to be funny?
Yes.
You know that feeling?
Oh, I sadly do know that feeling. Looking at you right there. And at myself.
The problem is that Sam has this disease, and the issue that I find,
and you don't think you do,
nowhere near as bad as Sam. The issue that I find is that he's not that funny. It's like his humor is a little grating.
It's not your humor. You know what it is? It's dad joke humor.
But it's not even that.
I think it is, and I think it's precious, and I think you are coming at this out of nowhere. That should have been your bad. Okay, we understand that you don't get dad joke humor.
I get dad joke humor.
No, your dad jokes aren't that great.
What are you talking about?
You don't really have great dad jokes.
Fine.
Okay, so
I'm more irreverent. We'll put it that way.
But, you know, I think what you're trying to get at is sometimes in the show, it feels very orchestrated.
Yes.
And it's at Sam being the funny.
Yes.
So, like, the opening shot, for example, Graham's out there and he's, like, in his robe. And he's like, oh, my gosh, this is stunning. It's the first sunrise in the world. Come on out, Sam. Sam comes out looking like he's wearing Whitney Houston's, like, sequined outfit.
And I would never deny him.
Eye mask on. And that, to me, is, like, a kitschy thing that was, like, planned, too. You know what
I mean? Of course it was.
Here's a question for you. Do you think at any point on the Men in Kilts filming, do the guys actually sleep in the camper van?
No, not one ounce. Those two are going straight to a 5-star hotel. Are you telling me Graham is sleeping in?
Who lives
would
there?
I be sleeping in that camper?
You would not.
No chance. I'm Graham. No chance am I sleeping in that camper with friggin' Sam's farts all night. You know what? You know the amount of protein that guy is consuming?
Oh my gosh.
How many
Blake.
Protein shakes he must be just guzzling down?
So I think it's cute. And
the creatine fats that he's got?
Oh my
forget
gosh.
It.
Okay, we're done. You're out in a roll. Talk about your jokes. So for me, those moments are cute, but I prefer actually the realistic moments that you see that happen in the camper van. And you could just tell. You could tell the ones that are pre-scripted. And I think that that's where you're feeling like Sam sometimes can be a little cringy to someone who isn't into that in-your-face humor.
Yeah.
I find it nice because it's like usually little buffers, either cute little intro, cute little outro.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with it. And I also think that Sam is just... He's got just this innocent humor about him. He probably also has like a, you know, an inappropriate one.
Oh, I'm sure that he does.
However, Graham definitely has the more inappropriate humor because as Sam says, he has never held a teat.
Yeah. You see Graham's face.
There's just sweet little innocent Sam. You know, I'm excited about the farm and all this stuff, but I've never held a teat. And Graham just looks at him. And then kind of like goes back and they move on.
Yeah.
But Graham just made
some
kind of an inappropriate joke, either out loud that they couldn't air or he just made it in his head at that moment. And
yes.
I love that the cameras like included that moment for us. So that's what I'm saying, Blake, because I just don't think that you have the same humor and that's okay.
It is. It's okay. But the show is at its funniest in those kinds of moments.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
And because we have those moments, I don't mind when they have kind of these either scripted or Sam just being a little extra because
extra ain't the word.
Okay, okay Graham.
Good point.
Exactly. Something else that I think is really great is that they include in every episode, they include little shots of Outlander. They know why we love these characters.
Yes.
So as they're talking about the food that they're going to be eating and Sam says, you know, okay, and you like to eat, they show all these different clips of Dougal McKenzie eating and drinking. And what I think is so fun is that somebody's job. That is somebody's job in the Minikilt set.
Go find him eating.
Go find every moment of Dougal McKenzie eating and drinking.
Yeah.
And make a montage out of it. Awesome, right?
Go get some nerd in the corner. Hey, yes. Go make this montage.
I love it. I love it. And of course, they then make the reference to the book where they're making all the different bees jokes and to the bees we are coming, to the bees not to sting us, you know, just super cute. And once again, just those authentic moments. And then we get to the bees where Sam says he feels like an astronaut and Dave, the beekeeper, he just says, well, okay.
Well, okay.
And then he says it again later on. And, you know, sometimes it's the editing. Sometimes it's the editing in the show. Sometimes I don't think people understand Sam's humor. And also sometimes people who do these kinds of jobs may not have the best ad-libbing skills.
Yeah.
You know, what is
That's
he going to do?
That's fair. Yeah.
Like, what do you say? Like, okay, Rocket Man. Let's get to these bees. You know, like if you're not used to pivoting, this guy works with bees every day.
Yeah.
If you're not used to doing like a little, you know, twist like Sam and Graham often do, or like a writer often will do for them, it's hard to kind of do that pivot when they're making little jokes with each other. But I just absolutely thought he was so precious. Well, okay.
Yeah. All right. So as television watching Mary, you gave this a 4.9. What warrants a 4.9 out of this for you?
For me, it is often rewatchability.
Okay.
I found that the voiceover in this episode wasn't as dramatically bad as it has been in the past. Like in the past, it was so jarring to me when it was like, God, this is so obvious that it's a voiceover. And what I'm finding that they're doing is that they'll be showing shots in the camper van and taking like a sentence or two that Graham or Sam might say and then kind of do different B-roll, extra shots, outside shots. And the rest of it is voiceovered, but it blends so much more seamlessly so that it feels like it could actually be taking place in the camper van. So I just found that the voiceover editing and blending was so much better and to me kept me in the show a lot more, made me feel like I was listening to an audiobook a lot less.
Sure.
I think that the moments that these two shared, they had a lot of sweet little bits with each other. Mm-hmm. It was great. I liked that Sam wasn't scaring Graham. That it really was just like a very pleasant experience the entire time. It wasn't, because sometimes that's, you know, like it's okay, but sparingly.
Sure.
Okay. We don't need to have athleticism. We don't need to be scaring Graham all the time. This was just like a really nice trip. And as I said earlier, it would be something I could see myself doing.
Yeah,
I could see myself going and learning about beekeeping and the honey and going for vineyards and then going to this beautiful restaurant. So I think that that was it. I think I watched it through the eyes of which episode would I go on?
Good
this
point.
One. Yeah, would good anyone point. Else live watching want to be on this episode with me? Can we book this trip?
Yeah. You know, the funny thing is I quite like the athleticism parts, Mary, and I quite like the... And it's not because I'm competitive or whatever, though I am. It's because I think that those precipitate the most authentic moments between the two of them. That's what I'm watching it for, right? I want to see two friends have fun. But like when I was watching the stuff with the bees, it was just like, okay, they're in a beekeeper suit. Great. You know, or when they were drinking wine. I'm like, okay.
I loved watching them. I think
wine.
Out of the three,
great.
The beekeeping was the most boring one.
Yes.
But I feel like out of the three, the honey must mean a lot. What was interesting about the beekeeping bit that kind of disappointed me, I guess, is that they tell us, there's like amazing health benefits.
Oh, yeah. And they didn't even say anything.
And then they don't. So to me, I'm like, they led with the honey. This is something really big. This New Zealand honey, and it has all these health benefits, and even it's like governmental. They make sure that it's all okay, but they don't mention a single health benefit. And I don't know if that's because they can't. I don't know. You know how often you have to have all those things. Oh, this hasn't been certified by the FDA, and you know, all these little claims. So maybe they honestly weren't able to.
Yeah.
But it was just like when that episode when Sam was like, thanks. Oh, no. Graham was like, thanks, Sam, for bringing all these snacks. And then they didn't tell us what they brought to eat. So they're going on and on about these benefits of the honey specific from New Zealand.
Yeah.
What are the benefits, please?
Yes.
Cool that it lasts for 100 years. Like, I know my dad always taught me that, like, real honey, because there's actually fake honey.
What do you mean?
There, honey is, like, a big deal.
A substitute honey?
There's things that are, like, corn syrup dyed to look like honey.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if there's fake butter, there's got to be fake honey.
Yeah, but this was, you know, this is the bee. You got to protect the bees, man. The
sure.
Bees make... It's a big deal.
Go tell the bees that we hear.
So, that's one thing that I didn't like. And so I agree with you. They had little bits, but it really was the astronaut bit that was really their only interaction. Then the most of that was voice-overed facts about their honey, except they didn't give us the real facts about the honey. So I had more fun watching the cows and the vineyards and the restaurant than I did the bees.
Sure, sure.
What? When they're holding it, something that happened multiple times in this episode, though, was just Sam kind of getting distracted, which he does because he's a golden retriever.
Yes.
Puppy. So they're holding, golden retriever puppy. They're holding, you know, one of the honey slab, honeycomb things. And the guy says this honey can last for 100 years. And Graham's mid, what an astonishing thing. And Sam goes, can you make candles out of this beeswax? And Graham looks at him and he's like, are you kidding me? This guy just said this stuff lasts for 100 years.
You want to make a candle out of it?
You're like, you didn't even hear that. You're just too busy. And Sam's like, no, but I also want to know, can you also make candles out of this beeswax? Like, Sam wouldn't give it up.
No. Can I take it home with me?
Yeah. Yes.
Graham's, no, you cannot take it home. No. Put it down.
Oh, my gosh.
Frog and Toad.
Yes.
Frog and Toad. Yes.
So we leave from the bees. We get sticky hands on the wheel. Also another funny bit. Hand sticky. Is it honey? I don't know. Should I taste it? No.
No.
No, please don't. We learn about never holding a teat.
Yes. Yes. Or that if a cow likes on you, it won't shit on you.
Graham tells a story about in a low point in his career, how he had to wear a glove and put it inside a cow. Yeah.
It did involve me examining a cow using a very, very, very long glove that went up to my shoulder. I think you can paint the rest of the picture.
So I don't know, like, is this a low part of your acting career where you had to help a cow give birth or help a cow poop? Or is this really what happens to people when you're unemployed?
Yeah, you gotta,
and you
like,
just gotta do what you
help,
get.
You gotta help cows.
You get what you get and you don't get upset. Here's your job. This is what we'll pay you.
Go give that cow an enema.
Yeah, I don't really fully know. And then Sam shares his story.
Yeah.
Blake, if you were in a field and then turned around to see a cow was chasing you, would you help the friend or would you run away?
No chance. I am running. Goodbye. See you later. It's every man for himself at that point. You freaking cow running at me. I'm going to worry about my friend.
I was
friend.
Wondering, how would you
my
help
friend's
a friend?
Got two legs, too.
Yeah.
Okay? He can figure it out.
The only thing is I was thinking is, like, is this friend much more weak than Sam? Is Sam, as a kid, that strong that he could, like, lift this kid up and run faster?
The only person I would help would be you. After that,
I can't run anymore.
You're on your
I have
own.
A torn Achilles.
Yeah, I know.
I'd be hopping.
In one leg.
Yeah. I would just turn around to the cow. Please don't.
Come on, please, sir.
I just sing to it.
Yeah.
Sleep, 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 sleepy cow.
Oh, man.
So they're heading on over to the cows, and they're talking about how this is like an eco-friendly ranch. And they're like, oh, maybe it's like a special community.
Sure.
And whenever these two men are doing accents for people, mm-hmm. for whatever, their accent for a cow is American.
I think Graham's go-to accent, like you said before, is the Texas accent.
Yeah, so he's pretending to be a cow, but somehow it's a Texan cow.
Hey, man. Those longhorns.
You can milk me. And then Sam's jumping in, and they're just like making all these jokes about milking nipples and stuff. And I'm just like, oh my God. But it's Texas.
Guys being dudes.
It is two Scots who, once again, Texas accents.
Yeah.
They couldn't be like French cows.
No.
Couldn't just be Scottish cows.
Couldn't be Highland coos.
Couldn't be New Zealand cows.
Nope.
Texas cows.
Hook 'em horns. Like I said, guys being dudes.
Yeah.
That's great stuff right there.
So they get to the farm and they drive on up, and the poor bloke, Stewart, of course it's his name.
Got his kilt on.
Stew.
Yeah, it's good old Stew.
Good old Stew.
Stew's got his. Stew is so proud.
Standing with his warm milk in a beaker, wearing a kilt, seeing these two blokes come out of a camper van, not wearing kilts.
You gotta be shitting me.
You know, he turned to his wife that night and was like, the show is called Men in Kilts.
Of course I'm going to wear my kilt.
She's like, honey, we just ordered that from Scotland Shop.
Yeah.
For no reason. No reason.
I want the $200 back, please.
I got the wee box sent over to have my accessories in case they interviewed the farmer's wife. No. They don't even wear kilts. So they head on over, and he's got his milk. As someone who is lactose intolerant, none of that appealed to me. Drinking warm milk out of a beaker. Maybe it was cold milk.
No,
I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
But it's fresh milk.
Warm milk is just gross.
Maybe it wasn't warm. I'm just
no,
saying.
No, no. He said it was fresh. He said it was fresh.
I mean, maybe
it was just
fresh.
Out of the teat.
98.6 degrees, baby. Or whatever a cow's temperature is.
Sure.
Okay. So you are not allergic to milk. Blake.
No, I'm not. I'm going to look up what a cow's temperature is.
If you came out and someone gave you, like, let's say you went to the dairy here. We have many dairies here in Rhode Island.
Yes.
So you went to the dairy.
101 degrees.
Okay, so 101 degree milk.
100 degree freaking milk.
Say we go up to that lovely place, the Wright's Dairy Farm, where they have those yummy cakes and they make the coffee milk and everything.
Yes.
Say they said, guess what?
What?
We have fresh milk for you.
Yep.
Right here.
Yep.
Want you to try it. Would you do it?
I would say, I love that for you. I'm going to head over to the little gift shop that you got. I'm going to go buy myself some coffee milk that's in a fridge that's been pasteurized. Thanks.
Now, they talk about how it's so different.
You do that on your own time.
And it's like creamy and all that. Have you had fresh milk?
Nope. Don't care.
Okay.
I'll live in bliss. Just give me milk. Milk from a bottle. milk from a gallon jug that comes from Stop and Shop.
You would not have survived 200 years ago.
No, get out of here.
Good Lord.
Listen, we're all born in the time that we got to be born in. And I was born in this time. I ain't drinking warm 101 degree freaking non-pasteurized teat milk. It's disgusting. You're savages.
Right.
Might as well just go up there and just put your mouth right
but
on the
Sam
teat
and Graham are
and start
so sweet.
Sucking away.
Oh my God, stop. They are so great. They're talking about, they try it, they love it, it's luscious. My lactose intolerant innards went, nope, not me. No, thank you.
No, that's just your regular innards.
Okay, good.
The whole thing, all of Mary just went, yep. No, we're good.
They go
we're
on good. In and the first lesson they learn is if their tail is raised, you're going to get a present. So from then on out, puppy golden retriever Sam Heughan.
It's switching.
He brings it up multiple times.
Oh, God, I know.
Because he does not want to be, nobody wants to be pooed on.
No.
But I love that he feels like he needs to announce it. Like other people may not know, or that the farmer in his kilt, Stewart, may not. I mean, maybe Stewart would have let it happen because it would have made for good TV.
Stewart's been pooed on so many times. It's like a second nature. The guy's drinking 101 degree milk. Of course he's going to be okay with a cow pooping on him.
So Sam's nervous the whole time. Then he's got his cute little precious hand. We go through the foot thing. And then they start putting the suckers on the teats. They can't handle it. They have to do it together. They're wretched at it.
When he's like, Graham's like, You're going to give that one a personality disorder.
I didn't understand what that one meant.
I don't even know, but it was funny.
I didn't know if like he was putting it on wrong and I didn't.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Okay.
It's
yeah.
Gonna
yep. Okay. Anyway.
Make some mistakes.
Yeah. So, yep. Okay. The end.
Sure.
The bike house. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Back in the van, having some more good old time. And that's when they do the William Tell overture bit. And they go to the winemaking.
Yes.
Where Graham, I bet you Graham is, you know those members where you can have your own subscription to a
vineyard? My God,
and like you have the boxes, but then you get to go like once or twice a month for a free tasting and there's special events for members. I feel like this vineyard is that to Graham because he says he's been there many times before.
He gets it mailed to his house. Mm-hmm. He's got, I bet you he's got a locker there where they're just like, yeah, get the Graham bottle, put it in the locker.
Yes. He loves this one.
He brings his own glasses.
The rosé is not is about drinking, not thinking.
I'm absolutely going to make that a t-shirt.
Perfect.
That is totally going to be at the Mary and Blake store.
I love it. I love it. So we get through the winemaking. We learn a little bit about it. I feel like anybody who's been on a wine tour and been to that kind of stuff, you didn't necessarily learn anything new. But however, if you've never been to a vineyard and this was new for you, you would have learned some really cool
things. I will say that I did not know the thing about the rosé where the more color there is that introduces more bitterness because of the tannins.
Yeah.
I was waiting to make a tannin joke, but it didn't happen because it was actually quite serious. Mm-hmm. And I now know that. So I'm going to look for a more colorless rosé, if you will.
There you go.
You know?
Look at you.
Rosé all day.
Graham was downing this wine. Oh, I love it. As they're drinking, he's like, Sam, we're not here just to get drunk. Yeah. And yet Graham is the one.
And he's pounding it.
Pounding the wine back. But once again, this is his favorite vineyard, I assume.
Yes.
So he's here all the time and he knows. He knows that this is too good to pass up.
Then lastly, we get the restaurant lady.
Yes. Flore Delacour.
Flore Delacour.
Not really Delacour. She's Flore Sullivan.
Who absolutely does not know who these two are. Absolutely does not watch Outland.
I don't even know if she has a TV. Okay, she talks to whales. Last thing she saw on TV was Free Willy. She was like, nailed it, making a restaurant, dedicating it to whales.
Talks to whales.
She's Finding Dory inspired her.
Hello. My name's Flore. Escape.
Okay. Love Flore. I feel like Flore is the woman that you wish was your neighbor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I made this restaurant because I just felt like, I don't even care if it's successful. I just felt like doing it.
Right? Like, Flore, are you freaking kidding me?
What do you mean you don't? You know how hard it is to just open a restaurant?
This was filmed during the pandemic, Flore. There are people hanging on out. They barely get any episodes of Men in Kilts because the situation's going on.
Yeah.
And Flore's just like, I'm successful. Didn't need to be.
Yeah, just whatever.
I just liked seeing the whales. Yeah. Flore needs to be on everyone's zombie apocalypse team.
Of course, when you could take whatever that kelp was.
She makes a kelp per steam bag.
And it steams itself?
I mean, hello. We use the plastic steam bags to steam our green beans.
Yeah.
We're probably all going to die from it.
Guaranteed.
But Flore, if Flore was an extra neighbor, she'd be like, oh, no. We don't use those plastic steam bags.
I tie my own kelp, thanks very much.
I go down to the ocean, and the whale hands it to me out of her mouth. She opens her mouth very slowly, just like Free Willy did. And I pet her tongue, and then I take the kelp in between her teeth. I floss. I floss for her. I take it out, and then that's what I use to steam it.
And then she jumps away, and she raises her hand
with her hair, her like white hair. Michael Jackson plays in the background. I love that Flore was super cash.
Yeah.
You know, just she didn't...
Bringing food out.
Non-stop!
Just kept coming bread and mussels and crab.
The bread that... First off, what's in her bread? Because they talked about it lots of times. They showed it multiple times.
Yeah.
And then they kept talking about this coconut fish or something, too.
I don't want anything to do with it.
Oh, I know. You don't like coconut.
It's not that I don't even like coconut. I think I'd rather drink 102 teat milk than eat coconut.
Stop it.
Yeah. That's...
Well, you are missing out.
I hate coconut that much.
I know. You just won't survive the zombie apocalypse. Me and Flore, we're going to
How many
be
coconuts
fine.
Are you going to find here in Massachusetts in the zombie apocalypse?
I'm not going to hang here in the zombie apocalypse. You don't stay somewhere where
you
there's
ain't going
winter.
To Hawaii where there's plenty of coconuts.
Maybe the zombies can't reach me in New Zealand. They can't swim. That's where I'll go right away. I don't want to have to deal with winter if there's no electricity. I want to go find Floor. Soon as there's an outbreak, I'm going to New Zealand.
I'm going to Maine. Oh, no. You know where I'm going? I'm going to Northern New Hampshire. That's where I'm going. If anybody wants to hang out with me in the zombie apocalypse, just know that I'm going to be in, like, the Mount Washington area.
Okay.
Okay? I'm going to be up at the Kangamangas Highway.
You will not do well.
No, I won't. Apocalypse. I'd be dead in a heartbeat.
Like, oh, I ran out of my steam green beans. What do I do now? You don't know how to grow anything.
Nah.
You're a mess. Oh, no. My God.
I'm going to be Daryl in my motorcycle.
So they're sitting there and they're eating everything. They're talking about how steaming these fish and kind of cooking these fish on all these different ways. You just see fish heads. I mean, it was.
With the teeth. You see them teeth?
Oh, I did. Ugh. I did. Get it was epic. That. And then she comes out with a Christmas pudding flambé.
Oh, man.
Which looks a lot like your Christmas pudding.
It does. It does. Mine's better, though.
However, we have talked about it multiple years about doing a flambé version of yours. We need to do it this year. Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
I'm in.
And then a cheese course.
Nope. Don't want blue cheese. Want nothing to do with blue cheese.
She came on out.
It's the worst. Blue cheese is almost as bad as coconut.
Okay. And then they have their little.
Okay.
We have. Okay. Well, as the beast. And then we get, of course, the scene that you played at the very end where they're just saying this was delicious and delightful. I had a great time watching it. As I said, this was a 4.9 for me. They play the Skyboat song on, I believe, like an accordion, it sounded like.
Yeah, when they were at the restaurant.
Hanging out with
Floor. With the whale lead.
It was such a beautiful way to kind of... Well, yeah, because they don't have any Outlander whale ties that they can like pull from the show.
I don't feel like they do. I feel like
that's okay. So they were like,
I don't think they got
the
rights to Michael Jackson either. So.
No. No, they do not.
All right, Marvin, are you ready to... you want to say anything else about this episode?
No, I loved it.
You ready to close it out?
I am.
All right, let's do it.
Thank you all so very much for hanging on out with us as we tackle Men in Kilts. We're going to be having our next episode, the final episode of Men in Kilts Season 2, coming out to you shortly. So make sure you hit that subscribe button in your podcast app share.
Yes.
Sharing is caring when it comes to the podcast world. It really helps get the word out there. Blake and I are ever so grateful for those of you who are members at jointhenerdclan.com. Blake, if you want to pull that up so we can thank our most generous patrons, that would be amazing.
You're putting this on me last minute.
Michael Mouse shirts go on out. Blake has made the call that when we get to 1,000 members, he's going to, of course, start Drums.
Drums. Yep.
He's going to
start. I already did
drums.
Voyager.
I know. Sorry, my
brain. Go to jointhenerdclan.com.
He's going
to
be starting his next book club. We have, of course, our holiday cards, which we're going to start collecting addresses for. We're going to have holiday gifts and all these kind of things. So tis the season to definitely become.
And let's not forget. Let's not forget the extra. I'm feeling
your sticker.
Extra giving today. Not only when we get 1,000 members, are the people that from 950 to 1,000, not only are they going to get a Michael Mouse sticker, just for funsies, for free, because you know what? We're here. We're ready to go. But you're also going to get the special Men in Kilt sticker, too, that's featured right on their Winnebago.
Love
sure.
It.
Winnebago.
The camper van.
The camper van, sure.
Yeah.
You're going to get that, too. So,
I love that.
You know, it's just, we're here, we're watching Men in Kilt. And for those of you that are listening right now, you need special Men in Kilt stuff. What better way to celebrate that then having like a hat with a Scotland flag on it and says, I'll take the high road. Like, that's like Men in Kilts pride right there.
Agreed. I also wanted to let you all know that my Minute with Mary shop is still open. So if you want to get a little dolled up for the holiday season, makeup, skincare, anything like that, MinuteWithMary.com. It's your one-stop shop. I do ship to many countries worldwide. I have actually like warehouses in different countries. So just because you're not in the U.S. where I'm based doesn't mean that I'm not near you. I'm in Mexico and Canada, a bunch of the places, in Europe. I'm actually in New Zealand and Australia.
Yes.
As well. So it's not astronomical shipping because I have warehouses there. But you could go to MinuteWithMary.com to peruse things, or you could shoot me a message and I would be more than happy to help you find products that would make you feel as fabulous as you deserve to be,
yes,
my friends. So, and if you do message me, I could potentially throw a little discount your way.
Oh, girl.
Yeah. Especially our patrons. Our patrons, yes. You just message me and I will be giving you discounts, my friends, because I love you. I love you. So just message me, Facebook, or send me an email, minutewithmary@gmail.com. But we really appreciate your support.
Yes. All right. So we want to thank our members over at jointhenerdclan.com.
Our most generous patrons.
And Anne and Bobby and Dana and Joanne and Kathleen and Kirsty and Lisa and Marianne and Siobhan, Susie Q, Vicky, Angie, Barbara, Brittany, Debbie, Dina, Hannah, Caitlin, Kathy, Keelan, Martha, Meredith, Pamela, Peg, Tracy, Alyssa. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all. I really appreciate you over there at jointhenerdclan.com. And don't forget, if you sign up, we get to 1,000 drums, Michael Mouse sticker, and a Men in Kilt sticker. Just because it's special.
Love
it. We're having fun.
All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much for tuning on in. Keep your eyes peeled. Hit that subscribe button in your podcast app of choice as the next episode will be coming at you soon. And we'll talk to you soon. My name's Mary.
My name is Blake.
And you have been listening to Outlander Cast.
Now go drink yourself some 102 degree teat milk.
Or don't. Bye.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.